All right, today I'm speaking with my professor, advisor, and mentor, Dr. Myesha T. Nguyen, Associate Professor of Language, Literacy, and Culture in the Division of Educational Studies at Emory University. Dr. Nguyen is the author of Girl Time, Literacy, Justice, and the School-to-Prison Pipeline, in addition to a host of other publications that illuminate the multiple literacy practices involving youth and communities. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your work with the Chelsea Loves Yoga community. It's certainly a pleasure and honor to speak with you about your most recent work. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great this morning, Chelsea. Thank you so much for having me. I love your website. I look at it a lot, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
Well, we're excited to feature you as our yogi in the community, and we're talking about your book today, Girl Time. So can you tell us a little bit about what is Girl Time? Who are the people who contribute to this community?
Well, Girl Time, as you can imagine, is all about girls and women. Girl Time is the brainchild of a woman-focused theater company here in the Southeast who are committed to producing plays that either have compelling roles for women or plays that are written by women. This program services girls ages 14 through 17, largely African-American, and girls who have been entangled in the juvenile justice system, specifically regional youth detention centers. In the context of my book, I really focus on girls who have been released and who participate in an incredible summer program, along with a community of teaching artists who really cover a wide range of jobs and experiences in drama and theater, everything from the actors to directors, to costume designers, people who've worked in television and film and commercials.
Wow.
So these girls really get to work with some amazing women.
Great. Well, often I refer to on this blog as yoga as a tool for transformation. And I frequently interview yogis whose practice was spurred by an unfavorable event at times or a circumstance that they wanted to overcome. Can you talk about your observations on how the youth actors involved in Girl Time have transformed their lives or shifted perspective through their playwriting and performance?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it takes a long time, Chelsea, to really measure transformation.
Mm.
So in all fairness, I don't know that I could speak to transformation.
Okay.
But what I can speak to is many of the girls who we work with really use playwriting as a way to demonstrate their literate selves.
Mm-hmm.
And let me explain a little bit about what I mean by that. These girls know full well the power of literacy, and they know that when other people view them as literate, view them as playwrights, view them as artists, view them as actors, it's a very different lens in viewing them as a delinquent, viewing
mm-hmm.
them as someone who had been incarcerated, viewing them as quote-unquote bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many ways, this performance and what Dee Soyinny Madison calls a performance of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
This performance of possibilities, if you will, is a way to reintroduce themselves not only to the people who are a part of the juvenile justice system, but to their family,
mm-hmm.
To their peers, and to the public,
mm-hmm.
who may or may not really have knowledge or expertise or experience with issues surrounding incarceration, and certainly not issues surrounding juvenile justice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this reminds me of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, which is an ancient text often referred to in many yoga communities. And this particular text focuses on the practice of yoga as a pathway to freedom and liberation. So as I read your book, I noticed that there's a chapter entitled Teaching Freedom in Confined Spaces, which is a concept that many people try to master within the hustle and bustle of life, okay? So can you talk about freedom in the context of Girl Time?
Sure. Well, I think freedom is sort of two-pronged. I think about the actual physical freedom, because the girls, again, who I focused on in this book are girls who have been released from detention centers.
Okay.
So they are no longer incarcerated, but they have obviously experienced and felt the pangs of incarceration. And then there is this psychological freedom, mm-hmm. this notion that wherever you are, you can write, you can be an artist, you can create.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the piece that in many cases is so important, because mm-hmm. even though we can guarantee participation in an amazing program, we can't guarantee through the program access to adequate health care,
right.
access to safe housing.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot undo years of miseducation.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is foster a sense of there is this other space that not only you can get to, but you deserve to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of thinking. It's redirecting the mindset, which those of us who practice yoga mm-hmm. know that is critically important.
Right.
How many poses have you fallen out of because your mind goes somewhere else,
absolutely.
Right? You think about something, it has nothing to do with your practice,
mm-hmm.
and next thing you know, you've toppled over.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, and we've had those moments where our practice is so succinct because we have been very focused,
mm-hmm.
and we've gone to a different place,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter if the person next to us is making noise or doing something, we are focused.
Right, right.
So I think being able to help girls especially, cloak themselves, if you will, in this sort of suit of armor that is about, you know, knowing that you have the ability and the right
mm-hmm.
to feel free at all times,
mm-hmm.
Have agency over your body, agency
right.
over your words, your
right.
language, your speech, agency over your mind, I think is really, really important.
Yes, thank you. We were just speaking about cloaking in my yoga training a couple of weekends ago.
Wow, okay.
Maya and illusion and cloaking and all that. So that was right on. So I just want to let you know my intention behind the Yogi in the Community, which you are this week, has been to share the voices and stories that have frequently been silenced within the yoga community, particularly the narratives of people of color.
Mm-hmm.
So with regard to Girl Time, what has inspired you the most when listening to and documenting the lived experiences of the youth participants?
I'm inspired always by resilience.
Mm.
And I think that term can be overused and sometimes misused.
Okay.
But I am inspired that the girls don't make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
The girls often take on more responsibility than even I think they should take on.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say quickly what I mean by that. What I mean is oftentimes the girls don't really offer critique about the context under which, you know, what led them,
mm-hmm,
what circumstances
mm-hmm.
led to incarceration. And they adopt what I call an incarceration discourse. And I have colleagues like Garrett Duncan and Erica Miners who talk about the fact that many of the youth who they meet who have been entangled in the juvenile justice system often own the guilt. They don't think about the societal factors that have impacted their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I'm really inspired by this. I think the notion of self-discipline is really important, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's also important to take ownership and responsibility
mm-hmm.
over action.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm sort of blown away by that, that these girls really, they're ready to move on. They're doing different things in their lives. It's other people on the outside who become stuck in labels and stuck in dichotomies,
mm-hmm.
and often false dichotomies, because these girls are so much more complex and their lives are so much more nuanced than people
mm-hmm.
really know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also inspired by the simplicity of the plays in terms of they're usually 2-page scripts, 3 pages, but
mm-hmm.
in 2 or 3 pages and one really straightforward title, you have the inner workings of these brilliant young minds, and they're to me, the plays are almost revolutionary in their simplicity, because
mm-hmm.
they really just show that these young people desire healthy lives, solid lives,
mm-hmm.
positive lives, and I'm truly inspired by that.
Well, thank you. You inspire me with
thank
this
you.
Work, so thank you for your contribution.
Well, thank you for the work that you've done with the girls.
So what's next for you, Dr. Nguyen? Would you Could you tell our listeners about any future publications or upcoming projects, work that you have in the works?
Well, I guess I just really want to underscore that I'm still trying to ask the question, what counts as literacy and okay. who gets counted among the literate and the literary and why? Mm-hmm. And then another one of my larger questions is who gets to sit at the table? And I really use the table as a metaphor for access to social and cultural capital. So mm-hmm. who gets to sit at this table and how do we get particular youth mm-hmm. who aren't necessarily invited to the table to this table? Mm-hmm. So all of the work that I do really responds to that. A project that I'm very excited about that is forthcoming is a book project with my colleague Django Paris
okay.
at Michigan State University. It is an edited volume called Humanizing Research, Decolonizing okay. Research Methods. And there's a host of amazing contributors. Mm-hmm. There's Keisha Green. There's Erica Miners. There are just several amazing people. Mm-hmm. Tim San Pedro and Valerie Kinlock. I can go on. Wayne Yang, Eve Tuck. So many people mm-hmm. doing great work. And so I'm really excited about that volume.
Okay. Well, this sounds exciting. We'll definitely be on the lookout and keep the Chelsea Loves Yoga community informed as well. So I want to thank you. Our time is coming to a close, but thank you so much for sharing your time and talking about, you know, the commitment that you have made to our community. It certainly shows. It's certainly making a difference. So you have truly lived and embodied this path of a yogi and your contribution of selfless service to the community. So I thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you.